Just one halakha on the laws of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat. We know one of the berachot that we have to make is Bore Me'ore Ha'ish. Halakha writes in Siman Resh Tzadihet that one cannot make the berachah Me'ore Ha'ish until he has benefit from the light itself. And therefore, there's a big question when Havdalah is being made, for example, in a big synagogue, and people are not close to the Ner, so they're really not receiving benefit from the Ner. The lights are on, there's no pleasure, there's no benefit that they're really getting from the Ner of Havdalah. According to the Halakha, they are not Yotzeh. They would have to make the Beracha over again when they go home. They have to make Boreh Morah Ish and be close enough, Maran writes, to discern between two coins of different countries. He's able to tell the difference between an American quarter and an English pound. He's able to tell the difference already, it's close enough. That's why the Geonim write, and the Me'idi brings it down as well, that the custom is that we lift our fingers, our nails up to the Ner, before Havdalah, to see the difference between the actual nail and the flesh. If you're able to benefit to see the difference between the nail and the flesh by the light of the candle, so that already means you're able to tell the difference also between two coins. So it's almost like a test that you stick your hands up to make sure that you're able to benefit. Now again, in a room that's very big and you're far away from the ned, you're not really getting it from the ned, you're getting it from the lights. Therefore the halakha would say it would be proper to shut the lights right before the berakha of Me'oreh Ha'esh, in order that everybody, no matter where they're sitting, will be able to have some hana'ah from the Ner itself. Again, I'd like to repeat, if one was very far away, and they didn't shut the lights, or they shut the lights, but he was still far away, where he could not benefit from the Ner, although the other berachot of Havdalah is Yotzeh, but when he goes home, he has to make again Boreh Me'oreh Ha'esh. That means you take a candle, light it, put his fingers close to it, just to make sure that he has a hana'ah, and he makes the beracha with Shem u Malchut.